over the next 18 months, with a further 300 going after that. The company's closing two high-emission blast furnaces at its plant in Port Talbot in South Wales as part of efforts to become greener. Suzanne Patterson is a Labour councillor for the area.
Devastating for the town, the area, the region and even the country. It will leave us without the ability to make virgin steel. And in the current global climate, I don't think that that's something the UK should ever be in the position of.
Our reporter Adele Robinson in Port Talbot says finances have also played a part in Tata's decision.
Previously, they'd said that they were losing here in the UK £1 million a day, a figure that is not accepted by the unions, who argue that Tata Steel have underinvested in UK steel in this site here.
A newborn baby's been found by a dog walker in a shopping bag in East London. The little girl is safe in hospital. Fujitsu's European boss has told the Post Office Horizon inquiry that bugs and defects in the IT software were known about by all parties for many years. Paul Patterson's apologised for his company's role in the wrongful convictions of hundreds of sub-postmasters. The Prime Minister signalled there's more to come in terms of tax cuts. It follows Chancellor Jeremy Hunt yesterday claiming the direction of travel was for the UK to emulate successful low-tax economies. Storm Isha is expected to bring winds of up to 80 miles per hour, prompting amber weather warnings for huge parts of the UK. They kick in on Sunday. And Novak Djokovic has eased into the fourth round of the Australian Open tennis with a straight sets victory over Thomas Martin Echeverry. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now it's 4 degrees in Brentwood, sunny and light winds going down to minus 3 overnight. And as we move into the weekend and into next week, the weather will be getting warmer. Saturday, 6 degrees with some sunshine. And on Sunday, it goes up to 12 degrees and it'll be 12 degrees overnight. On Monday, 12 degrees again, bit cloudy and rainy, and 5 degrees. So temperatures are creeping up for a little bit at the start of the week, and they should be in, they should be because of sort of keeping possibly about sort of 12 degrees next week. So it should feel a lot warmer.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Somebody's just said there's nothing like a new boiler feeling. No, I'll have the new boiler and heating tomorrow. And then I can stop going on about it and moan about something else over the next couple of weeks. So looking forward to that tomorrow. Let's have a little look. I was just trying to find if there was any sort of funny. Let's have a look. Weird news stories. Let's have a little look. See if we can find anything a little bit jolly, shall we? City orders DNA test for all dogs to trace and find owners in a poo crackdown. Oh, wow. I've never heard anything like that before. Around a quarter of the region's estimated 40,000 dogs have already been registered. And once up and running, abandoned poop will be genetically tested and traced back to a dog and its owner fined. Wow. Where's that? Where's that? It's, I don't know where that is. It's not in the UK. Good idea, though. Around 10,000 residents have signed up. This is not in the UK. But it's a good idea, though, because there's nothing worse, is there? When you sort of walk along and... that's the only thing that puts me off, having a dog. And I'm looking at getting a puppy. Although you've got to train them properly. You can't... You have to be top dog in your house. Otherwise, dogs take over. And I really would like one. I know that it's a lot of work and you've got to really, really think about it as well. And what breed, because I'd have to get a small dog because of the size of my house. So what breed I'd want to get. And but it's the thing of clearing up the poop. Oh, no. I know that somebody here on the station was out walking their dog. And I remember him saying, I'm never going to clear up the poop. I'm not doing it. And now once they got the dog, they absolutely love the dog. It's part of the family. Changed their life completely. And they're like a dog person now. Absolutely loves the dog. But they were out walking the dog. And normally you have to have a bag with you to pick up the poop. And it's quite... Well, you don't get your hands in it. But you put this bag over and then you scoop it up. That just makes it feel ill. Anyway, they're so used to doing that. They walked over and picked it up and realised that they hadn't put the bag on their hand. This is horrible. And they were like in the middle of a field just going, what have I just done? What have I done? Oh, ugh. I suppose they can get ill. It's a bit like having children, isn't it? They can get ill and they might make a mess and all that sort of thing. And I don't have any children. But it's the same thing. But at least children grow out of it. Dogs don't so much, do they? I don't know. I suppose you've got to train them to go to the toilet. And then you've got to make sure that they don't... Some people have their dogs on their sofas, but I don't think you're meant to. And definitely not have them in bed with you, although some people do. I think it's to do with the level, isn't it? You've got to make sure you're top dog. So your dog should be on the floor and you should be on the sofa. As soon as you start encouraging the dog to come up on the sofa, they think they're your equal, and that doesn't work very well with like obedience and stuff. When you want to try and train a dog, otherwise they can get a little bit... bit wild. I know you've got to train them properly. And also I'd have to bring the dog in with me because I couldn't leave a dog at home. That's not fair. So the dog would have to be a studio dog and he'd be in the background, which I'm lucky I could bring him in every day. But then if I were to go anywhere, he's got to come with me everywhere. So he'd be coming to the shops. And if I went away anywhere in the UK, he'd be coming with me. And then if I went away abroad, he wouldn't understand. And he'd have to go in a kennel. And then he'd be all upset. Oh, I don't know if I can do it. Then I'd be like, bye, see you. He wouldn't understand I'm going away to Greece to have a nice time. He'd just be like, where's my mum gone? She's gone and she's left me with these strange people. Oh, no, I don't know. It's putting me right off now. And I haven't even got a dog. Oh, I don't know. Probably, I don't think I should do that, really. No. Don't do it, Michelle. Don't do it. Be sensible. Here are the calls with radio.
Clyde Bailey on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing. Thank
you.
Hi,
thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
I took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday, terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Thanks to everybody who's asking about the boiler as well as... I'm getting messages in from all over the place. Oh, Michelle, you've got a boiler cover. Thank you so much. You are making me laugh this morning. And I will have a celebration lunch to welcome in the new boiler as well. You might be invited if you've asked about the boiler. It'll be a toast to Benny the Boiler. A little celebration, I think, would be very nice. And hopefully the weather is going to warm up a little bit as well, which will make us all feel a little bit better. So hopefully tomorrow evening I should have, fingers crossed, I should have some heating in the house, which is going to make all the difference. So I can get stuff done. I've just ordered, actually, something for the house as well. I'm looking for a nice lamp. I want to get something different. A nice little lamp for my bedroom, because that's my next project. But I can't do a lot of that project myself. The painting I can do, but the wardrobe doors and plastering I can't, so I'll have to get somebody in to do that. But I'm looking forward to making it very homely. I've got to get a new bed. I've got my new mattress anyway, and making it into a beautiful little, you know, when you go in and go, oh! All the rest of the rooms are full of rubbish, but that room will be the one that's like, oh, that's nice and cosy. But I need to sort of pull everything out of the wardrobe. I'm not looking forward to that. I've got loads of other things to go through. It does play on my mind a bit. I'm one of those people that I like to know that behind a cupboard it's tidy and it's not. So I've got a room with loads of stuff in it. The cupboards are full of stuff. And you know when you just want to get rid of stuff and start, you know, I've taken quite a lot to the charity shop already, just to get rid of things. So there's some really nice boots in the one in, Upminster. I gave away some of my really expensive kind of boots. I didn't wear them. I thought, no, just let somebody else have them. There's no point. And they'll keep people's feet nice and warm. So, yeah, I've got rid of quite a lot, actually, and clothing. And I can't even remember. The thing is, if you can't remember it, it's like I've got stuff in the loft. I've got a lot of photographs I want to have a look through, because there'll be a lot of the band pictures and stuff from years and years and years ago, and they'll be quite good fun to look through, and also, you know, mum and dad and, you know, family gatherings and all that sort of thing. But there's stuff up there I could probably look at the box and go straight in the tip, you know. That's nice, isn't it? All my memories straight in the tip. Well, they need to be done. I'd love to have a little room up in the loft. I've got a ladder that pulls down to get into the loft, and I'm just not very steady, really, which is a bit of a shame. So I, as I said, I can only put my head through the hatch. I couldn't go up there. I can't go up there and bring anything down, so I need some help with that. But I know some strong men that'll help me. We hope. This is a classic. Here's Tears for Fears with Mad World.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, cracked and dulled for their daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Had my head, I want to drown my sorrow.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich two-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
How could you ever leave me without a chance to try? Can I be sorry if I don't know the crime? I should be mad 'cause you never told me why. Still, I can't seem to say goodbye. Ooh. When I try to fall back, I fall back to you. When I talk to my friends, I talk about you. When the Hennessy's strong, I see it's you. It's you. It's you. All I see is you, it's you, it's you.
kissing us say goodbye. Yeah. When I try to fall back, I fall back to you. Yeah. When I talk to my friends, I talk about you. Yeah. When the jealousy's strong, all I see is you.
I see you, it's you, it's you.
That was the Levellers there with Hope Street. Just going out to 12:33 on Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM travel news.
All right, let's have a look and see what's happening on the roads at the moment. It's been pretty quiet today, so let's hope that's going to continue. Brook Street roundabout looking fine. Heading down towards Lakeside, if you're going in that direction, is clear. And also heading up towards the M11, no problems. A1023, a little bit busy around Wilson's Corner and also on the Ongar Road in both directions. A little bit busy going past Gemfield Station. That'll be due to sheer weight of traffic. And the A12 is running fine and not too much of a problem there. You do have the roadworks to Junction 13 and 16. 40 mile an hour speed restrictions, and there will be some closures as well. Other than that, it's looking pretty clear on the roads. More traffic and travel with Patrick in an hour. Right, Patrick's just walked in, so we'll be having a chat with Patrick in the next 20 minutes or so and finding out what's coming up on his show. I know he's got a guest in as well. Plenty of great shows here over the weekend, including Antonia Jones. You've also got all the guys and girls as well for Saturday and Sunday, like Spencer Carter. You've also got Tony Smith, who's here at the weekends as well. So have a look at the schedule, all the WsPhoenixFM.com, and you can find out more about what's coming up. But I thought in the meantime, let's play a little jingle for Sunday.
Sundays. Roast beef, Yorkshire puddings, your feet up with the Sunday papers, all great ways to spend the day,
but not really that fun.
This weekend, join Tony Smith and Phoenix 98 FM for Sunday Lunch, with the music news and strange stories from around the world, interviews, chart update and movie reviews. It's 2 hours of great entertainment and great music. Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith, Sundays from midday. Put the fun back into your Sunday. Phoenix 98 FM.
To change, and it always does. If something has to change, then it always does. You don't need this disease, not right now. No, you don't need this disease, not right now. Has to give, then it always will.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8pm until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you.
Mammy was a pit mix, she was just skin and bones. Daddy found in a deep ditch on his way home. He said she hopped right up when he opened his door. When you feel that kind of feeling, son, you found yours. The age of 17, worked all summer long, washing cars and pulling weeds from your neighbor's lawn. Well, it wasn't no king ranch, but she was paid for. And you find that kind of freedom, buddy, you found yours. Way out of your league, but you didn't care. When you stole that kiss on her daddy's front porch, that feeling that you're feeling, buddy, you found yours. Whoa, you found yours. Turns to two little feet running up and down the hall. Now it's plain as day what you're down here for. You were looking for a reason, buddy, you found yours.
Whoa, whoa, you found yours. Now living, breathing reason you've been looking for.
I feel a bit like Fagan with these gloves. You know what I mean? I look like I'm going to say, that's what I look like, if that's got the fingerless gloves.
Yeah, absolutely. Fagan, would it be interesting if Fagan was wearing ones that colour as well, Michelle?
Yes, they are bright pink. And I'm joined in the studio and looking bright pink as well with his paperwork that's come out in bright pink.
Absolutely.
He's the one and only Patrick Sherring, and you've got a fantastic show coming up today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yes, looking forward to chatting to Nick Alston. He is the chairman of the board of trustees of the Essex Community Foundation, and they provide grants to charities and voluntary organisations through Essex. And I'll just read what it says. We do this by working with individuals, families and businesses and charitable trusts, helping them to find and fund local groups that are tackling the issues they care about. And last year we gave out, how much do you reckon, Michelle?
I wouldn't like to say.
£4.4 million.
Wow.
So these are a very interesting organisation to chat to Nick. So we'll just chat about the organisation and more particularly some of the examples of the ways that money was given out last year and in previous years as well. Where do they do it? So that'll be fascinating chatting along to him. And we've got the birthdays quiz at about 1:45 with three people who've had birthdays in recent times and asking people to email in if they think they know how old they are. And we're going to go right back 60 years to 1964 for the Vintage Chart at 2:30, where because some of the tracks are so short, we usually do three. I think we may have time for four today.
Wow. It's changed as well. We're getting a lot more short, 2:20. We're getting a lot more short tracks in 2024 as well.
Yeah, it's very strange. Yeah. What's all that about, Michelle?
I don't know. I think it's because it's short and to the point, and then you leaves you wanting more. There's nothing worse than hearing a new track that you want less of.
Okay. I was wondering whether that's... Is that because of TikTok? Because things are short on TikTok, aren't
they? I think so as well, and people's attention span to things are, getting shorter and shorter,
So anyway, so there we go. So that's the show today between 1 and 3.
And there are some amazing organisations in Essex you can be involved and help out. We've got the food bank here. We've been doing a shout out for them. You can find out more. I read it out earlier, but it's on the website, all the www.phoenixfm.com, if you've got anything you would like to donate, because that'd be much needed. But there are some amazing... We have so many fantastic people that come into the studio and all the shows that do so much good for people in Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Yeah, there's a great deal of good goes on with all of those things. You know, we hear all the news these days, it's always very negative all the time, and we forget that there are so many positive things happening out there and so many people engaged, often on a voluntary basis. Nick's not paid for doing this, just to try and make the world a better place.
Yeah, kind people,
absolutely,
and people who do the kindness pay it forward as well.
Yeah,
which I've experienced. Somebody gave me a bouquet of flowers.
Oh, right.
And I got some coffee. That was just lovely. And it was like, just because. It was Francesca, actually. She did Francesca of Butterfly Meadow. And I was like, oh, I think she brought me in a cake as well at one stage.
Well, that was very nice.
It went very quickly, obviously. So it's all coming up with Patrick. And if you want to find out more about Patrick's show, you can find him on Facebook as well.
Absolutely. There's a group which is cunningly called Patrick Showing on Phoenix FM.
There you go. You will find him easy. Yeah. And now, what are we going to play? Do you like Stevie Wonder?
I like Stevie Wonder.
Good. This might be near to 1964. It's My Cherie Amour.
Ah.
Maybe.
About 68, I think that might be.
We'll check now.
Sometimes on a crowded street,
Wonderful weekend. I will be getting my new boiler tomorrow. Oh, hello. Hello to Benny the boiler. Can't wait, so I should be warm, hopefully, over the weekend. Whatever you're doing, stay safe, have a great day, and make sure you stay tuned to Patrick Sherring and the amazing presenters here on Phoenix FM, putting out great quality content right the way through 7 days a week. Have a fantastic weekend. Thank you to my guests this week, the Book Club, and I'll be back with more guests and more chat and more new music next week. I'm going to leave you with a track by Hurricane Highway. There's a brand new track which is out, which is called Young Loves a Liar. I'll be back with you on Monday. Stay tuned. Patrick's up next.
There you are, another preview. In a pose, the artist in you. To look so out, maybe consider tacky. Collectors wear black clothes by Issey Miyake. You're so flamboyant, the way you look. It gets you so much attention, you're so flamboyant.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
Touch the ground. He tells her she means every word she's seen, and that hearts will never stray. Those butterflies will always be flying round. Young girl's a liar. The second you start falling, it'll blind you. Get you said won't go away. You'll never want someone else that much. You wanna feel another's touch. You spend your whole life chasing yesterday's young love's lie. Young love.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.